Archer's Omnibus for the week of the 21st to the 26th of February 1999.
Oh. Is there any more custard, love?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, that's all right. Doesn't matter.
There's some ice cream.
Oh, that's a good idea. You want some ice cream with yours, Tommy?
No, thanks. I'm not a baby.
Tommy, there's no need to jump down his throat.
I wasn't. I don't want any ice cream. Is that a crime?
Oh, I like ice cream with my apple pie.
I'll get you some. Sorry the lunch wasn't up to much.
Oh, it was fine. You sit still. I'll get it.
Oh, please. I'll get it.
I thought you didn't want any.
Well, not with my apple pie, but I'm still hungry.
Sorry.
Oh, take no notice. He doesn't know what he does want.
Yes, I do.
Are you quite sure you don't want a party at the ball?
I wondered how long it would take us to get round to this again.
Well, are you? Because I haven't cancelled the function room yet, or got in touch with the DJ.
And I need to ring round the family.
I wish you would. I've told you, I don't want that kind of party. Do you want some ice cream or not?
Oh, yes, please. Your mother might like some too.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not hungry. Well, what kind of party do you want?
I've told you, I don't want anything. I'll just see a few mates down the pub. It's no big deal.
But Helen's coming home.
Oh, whoopee.
Well, that's a great attitude. Your sister would like to see you on your birthday. You could
I'm not stopping her.
But you could be a bit more enthusiastic.
Why? It's a number. It's just a date on the calendar like any other.
Not quite.
Last year?
Tony.
A lot of things were different last year, weren't they?
Oh, sorry.
So how about a birthday tea, just for the family, when Helen gets back, before you go out with your mates?
Well, that's a good idea.
What do you think, Tommy?
Whatever. I'm going to feed the pigs.
But would you like that or not?
You just do whatever makes you happy. I'm not bothered.
Happy?
Oh, take no notice of him. He's just being awkward. He'll come round.
If he doesn't really want to celebrate this date on the calendar...
No, I was just trying to help. Thinking about Tommy, not...
We should be, shouldn't we? It is his birthday.
I'm sure he wants us to do something. That tea's a good idea.
But if he really doesn't want any celebrations...
Oh, it seems so unfair. It is his birthday.
It is unfair. So are a lot of things. A few pieces of birthday cake aren't going to put them right.
Oh, Pat.
I'm sorry. I was going to try and make the effort. But if he's not bothered, well, neither am I.
Do you think that piece goes there? Or is that part of the cat's tail?
Mummy would know.
She would. We'll ask her when she comes down.
I want to ask her now.
We can't. You know she's busy.
She's always busy.
Oh, won't be so bad after Wednesday when she's done her exam.
So teach people to ride horses.
That's right. So she's got to work hard at learning it all till Wednesday. But after that...
I want her to play with me now.
She can't. Otherwise she won't get her special piece of paper.
How is it special?
Well, it'll say she knows how to teach people to ride.
That isn't special.
No, you're right, it is a bit dull. It lights up in the dark as well.
It doesn't.
It does, it lights up in the dark. Then you hear a fanfare of trumpets.
What's a fanfare?
You know, da-da-da-da-da.
I can do that. Da-da-da-da-da.
That's not very good. Mine's louder.
No, it isn't. Da-da-da-da-da.
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 Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, sorry, are we disturbing you?
Mummy, listen.
Oh, very good.
That's how we're going to greet you when you pass your exam.
You said the piece of paper did it.
Well, we can do it too. When Mummy gets in on Wednesday, we can have something special waiting, give her a fanfare, and...
Daniel.
Sorry, we'll do something quieter. Come on, Daniel. We've got this jigsaw to finish.
I want Mummy to help.
I can't, sweetheart. I've got to get on with my work. I only came down to fetch my notes.
Oh, the ones on horse anatomy are on the bookshelf.
Thanks.
Play with me, Mummy.
Not now, darling. Later.
Mummy's got to get that special piece of paper.
I'll just read through the notes. And then I get... Oh, Daniel, what are you doing?
We can't have them.
Daniel, don't be silly.
Come on.
Can't have them. Don't read them. Read me a story.
Look, when I've finished, give them to me, please, Daniel.
No, you can't have them.
Daniel, come back here this minute. Daniel!
Let him go. He'll calm down.
Or tear up my notes or scribble on them.
He won't. He wants you to chase him. And if you don't, he'll come back to see why not.
Oh, maybe. When did you get to be such a good child psychologist?
Since I came to live with Daniel.
Oh, I'm sorry he's being so difficult.
Oh, he's just being a child. It's very interesting. Never had the opportunity to observe one at close quarters before.
I know. He's been behaving like a monster recently.
It'll pass. Don't let him get to you.
I try not to.
It's understandable. I just think it helps both of you if you stand back from him a bit.
I'm sorry I've had to leave him with you so much while I've been working with this exam.
You haven't been leaving him with me. He lives here, so do I. I'm not babysitting. This is family life, isn't it?
Yeah. Fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I just wish we had more time.
Mummy!
Oh, Daniel, always on cue.
Mummy, I've hurt myself!
Oh, we shouldn't have left him on his own. I'd better...
Hang on. He sounds quite lively for someone mortally injured. Let me see what he's done.
There. At least you lot should be cheerful for a bit.
Nearly done.
Just about.
Yes. Looking well.
Like you care.
For someone who's going to be an adult on Thursday, you're behaving very childishly.
And you've made it very clear I should be treated like a child.
Tommy, I wish you'd listen. We just want to wait till the labelling's sorted, that's all. Meanwhile, you can be concentrating on your pork.
You just want to take it over for yourselves, because you know it's a good idea.
Well, that's nonsense. All we want is proper Bridge Farm branding. We've given you our decision. There's no going back on it.
Fine. Nothing to talk about then, is there?
That isn't why I came out here.
Look, if you just wanted to admire the porkers, feel free. But I'm getting back in the drive.
Just a minute, Tommy. Look, yeah. About your birthday.
Yeah, well, I've given you my decision. There's no going back on it.
Yeah, all right, you don't want a big party. But this birthday tea...
Dad, what's the point?
The point is your mother.
She doesn't have to keep pretending. She'll only be thinking about John.
Oh, Tommy.
She will. Do you think I don't know that?
And do you think she wants to? Don't you think she'd be glad of an excuse to forget that for a few hours? Have something she could be happy about?
What, my birthday?
Yeah, your birthday. We want to celebrate it, Tommy. Now give us a chance.
Haven't you finished yet?
Just about.
What brings you up here, love?
I've fancied a walk.
What could be more picturesque than this?
Pigs are looking well.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right, all right. Mum, I'm sorry.
What for?
Being such a prat about my birthday. I still don't want a big party. But a family tea would be cool.
Right. Get it organised then.
Thanks. Well, I'm going into change, instead of meet Hayley for a drink later on.
OK. I might just take a bit of a stroll with your mum.
Right, see you.
You don't have to stay out with me, Tony.
Well, don't you want me to?
If you want.
It's good news, isn't it?
What?
Tommy changing his mind about his birthday tea.
I suppose so.
Well, I thought you'd be pleased.
I thought I would be too.
What's the matter then?
I don't know. Just can't seem to feel much about anything at the moment.
Evening, Sid. What on earth are you doing?
Hello, Hayley. Exercising. Yeah, it's a bit quiet, so... I thought I'd take the opportunity.
Hoist some blooming great weights over your head.
Yeah, that's right. Although, I am only lifting them to shoulder level. I don't want any accidents.
Only?
Yes, and they are dumbbells.
Somebody's dumb, certainly.
Oh, most amusing. You should join our open mic night on Red Nose Day.
Oh, no thanks. My dad's the comedian in our family. I'll just listen. Dumbbells? I thought they only existed in cartoons.
Weight training. If you want to sound more up to date.
It's all the same to me. Keep fit. For what?
Easy enough to say that at your age. You wait until your skin starts to sag and your muscles lose their tone.
Even so, exercising at work.
Evening, Sid.
Hi.
Evening.
What on earth are you doing?
It's weight training.
God, I haven't seen those since I was at school. What have you got them behind the bar for?
It's fending off the Grim Reaper.
Oh, thank you very much.
You started it, sagging skin.
Oh, you're still on this exercise kick.
No, it's not a kick. It is a way of life. And that's why I've got these behind the bar. Any spare time I have...
Which isn't now. Mine's a pint.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Can I get you a drink, Hayley?
No, thanks, I'll wait. I'm supposed to be meeting Tommy.
Oh, actually, make that a half, Sid. I shouldn't be long. I've left Shula giving Daniel his bath, but I said I'd be back to do the bedtime story.
Ah, like that, is it? Turn and turn about.
Nice for Shula to have someone to help.
I hope so. That seems to work best at the moment.
Ah, still playing up, is he?
A bit.
Big change for him.
I know. And he's fine with me if it's just the two of us. But if the three of us are together...
Attention seeking?
Put it in one.
Well, that's only natural. He has had his mum to himself for 4 years.
I know.
It'll adjust. Children that age are very adaptable.
Well, it doesn't mean you need to convince.
Giraffe. You know what? You want to play some sports with him?
Thanks.
I do.
Sid, he's 4.
Never too young. You wouldn't believe the difference this made with me and Jamie. Now I can really kick a ball about with him.
Well, of course, that's the thing that really counts.
Don't you want paying for this, Sid?
Oh, yes, tell.
Oh, look, here's Tommy. Didn't you say you were meeting him?
Oh, yes. Poor Tony, good.
Oh, not looking too happy.
Change, Asda.
Thanks.
Hello, Hayley.
Hi, Tony. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, no, I'm not stopping. I just came to say, look, sorry, Sid, but Tommy's party is definitely off.
Right. That's pity.
Yeah, it is.
But there is going to be a family tea in the afternoon, so if you'd like to come, Hayley.
I'd love to. Show him about the party.
Oh, Tommy didn't want it.
I'd rather be out with his mates, I suppose.
Pat was really keen. Hang on a minute, I'll just go and have a word with him.
So do you want me to cancel it or not?
Oh, yeah. She won't talk him round. And Pat isn't that keen.
Isn't she?
No, she just seems, I don't know, tired all the time.
Well, you know the answer to that, don't you? Exercise.
Oh, now you've started him. You're in danger of being the pub bore in your own pub.
Very funny. Can I interest you in my open mic night for Red Nose Day?
You really don't want this party?
How many more times? No.
Mum seemed really keen.
Oh, she thought sure to be. She didn't really care.
Oh, don't say that. It's not true.
We're having this birthday tea. That should keep them quiet.
It is you they want to please.
Then they should have given me the go-ahead. But we can manage without them.
Can we?
Yeah, I can use my savings. I can't have things like the vacuum packer, but we can still go ahead.
Sure, your mum and dad. Come round. They'll see we can do it.
We'll show them. So, do you think you could go and see our organic butcher in Brum this week? Give him the go-ahead.
Are you quite sure?
Absolutely. It would be the best birthday present you could give me.
You still here, love?
Now I'm sunning myself in the Caribbean.
No need to bite me head off.
I told you Pat had given me the morning off. You never listen.
Yeah, I know. But then you said how busy you were.
That's why she's given me the morning off, because I put in so much extra time last week.
That don't seem very logical. You're still busy.
We are. It's not. She ain't thinking very straight this week.
You see my waterproof?
Well, it's hanging on the back of the door like always. But yeah, Thursday since John died. Lord knows how she must feel.
Seems as long as that to me.
And it's Tommy's birthday the same day.
Poor lad. Oh, here it is.
And they had some big row about his party and the pigs or something.
If he wanted to bring his pigs to the party, I'm not surprised.
Oh, it's not funny, Eddie. Pat really ain't coping. I think I might go in anyway. Lord knows we could do with the money.
Well, I got a couple of loads of manure to deliver. That's if this rain holds up.
Only a couple?
I'm shifting it as fast as I can.
I don't know. Maybe you should leave all that and make a real effort to find some proper work.
What do you think I've been doing? Oh, honestly, Clary, what's going to you, eh? You're real misery this morning.
This came.
Not another bill.
It's from the family credit people.
More forms?
No forms.
I suppose that's somewhere.
Because we don't qualify.
What? You joke? Are you sure?
Read for yourself. That letter's a bit easier to understand than the others. It's simple to say no.
Why not?
Oh, we're not poor enough.
How poor do you have to be, for heaven's sake?
We're borderline, because of my earnings.
Borderline? Oh, lots of the poor devil's under the line, then.
Does say if our circumstances change, we should apply again.
Oh, no, thank you. All those hours we had to spend filling in them forms.
Oh, I spent...
The rounds with Dad.
Having to take them round to Pat, that were really humiliating.
We could have been earning money the time we wasted.
I know, and that's what we're going to have to do, because with the big winter bills coming up... Oh.
Look, do you want me to get that?
No, it's all right, I will. It's probably Pat saying she wants me to come in after all.
I hope so.
They're really getting on with it, aren't they?
Yes, they've made a very good start.
I'm glad they have. Heaven knows we've waited long enough.
We have.
There does seem to be rather a lot of it.
I thought that. Well, as the foreman says, it's a big job.
I wasn't expecting them to put all the scaffolding up at once. I thought they'd put some up and then move round.
They've got to take the whole roof off.
Well, I thought they'd do that in sections too.
Well, they can't. They've got to get rid of all the Death Watch beetle at the same time.
I don't know how much longer are we going to have to put up with this outrage.
They've only been here 2 hours.
At least a month, Mummy. Probably longer.
Well, I shall seriously have to think about moving out while this is going on.
What a pity.
Oh, be realistic. Where could you go?
I'm sure Julia could think of somewhere.
Where? Spain's too hot to hold her.
Oh, thank you, Nigel. That's a charming way to put it. I have many good friends in Spain.
And they won't be very keen to see you until you've paid off Ronald Hardwick.
Isn't the next instalment due next week?
Oh, thank you for reminding me, Elizabeth, dear, but I hadn't forgotten. In fact, I
suppose you could go and stay with Mercedes.
No, I couldn't.
She's doing enough for you already, isn't she?
Well, not as much as I'd hoped. No, the thing is...
You don't need to go anywhere. I agree, it's a little inconvenient.
A little. A burly great workman stormed into my bedroom at the crack of dawn and asked me where he could set his props up.
Some people have all the luck.
They didn't start work till 8, and they've been very polite to me.
And me.
If they do need to get into your bedroom, I'm afraid you'll just have to sleep somewhere else for the time being.
But it isn't just my sleep that's going to be disturbed, is it? Now, what about my novel?
Can't you find a place for a burly workman in one of the scenes?
No, I can't. It isn't that sort of novel.
Susan thinks it's quite racy.
Well, my lovers are aristocrats, not tradesmen.
The odd workman might spice things up a bit.
Oh, I'm well aware you don't take my literary career seriously, Elizabeth, but Nigel knows how important this is to me.
Yes, but, Mummy...
I have got to get on with it. I need the money.
You'll just have to find somewhere quiet to work.
Oh, where? With scaffolding all over the building.
Once they've put it up, they'll only be working on a bit at a time.
I thought you said that...
I'm sure Mummy can find a quiet spot.
It's imperative that I do. Now, Nigel, about this next instalment...
We've all got work to do, Julia. We're going to have to make the best of it.
Yeah, this is right.
You don't appreciate how urgent this is.
I've got an art exhibition going up in less than a month. That's pretty urgent. I'd better get on with sending out the invitations. See you.
The money that's due next week...
Sorry, Mummy, we'll just have to talk about this later. It looks like the foreman wants a word.
Oh, Nigel!
I'll kill him when I find him. I'll kill him.
Oh, calm
he
down,
promised
love.
Me. He told me he was not going to do this again.
He probably didn't think it was that serious.
Oh, not serious.
All kids wag the odd day.
It's not the odd day, though, is it? He's hardly been there this term. He knew he'd be in trouble at school if he did it again.
Don't they have to go through the motions?
They're really worried about him, Eddie. I reckon the head will be round if we don't get him off to school double quick.
What do you mean, we? I've got 2 loads of manure to deliver.
Oh, they'll have to wait till this afternoon, or I'll get Neil to do it or something. Your son's educational future is a bit more important than 2 loads a month.
Look, you're overreacting.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'm not saying he should have done it.
You could have fooled me. Oh,
but he don't like school. He never has. He's a country boy.
A country boy on the dole for the rest of his life if he don't get his act together.
All I'm saying is, if there's some work going while lambing's on or up at the chute, he'd rather do that. It's quite natural.
Yeah, if there is. You know how hard it is for you to find work at the moment.
What's that got to do with
it? Oh, Eddie, we're going round in circles. Now, look, William's taking his GCSEs this year. You know you can't get nowhere these days without qualifications. You said so yourself.
I've managed into it.
Oh, don't you want something a bit better for William than just managing?
All I'm saying is that if that's what William wants...
What well, William what... wants is to start living in the real world where he's got responsibilities like the rest of us. He's going back to school today and he's staying there.
Find him first.
Oh, that won't be difficult. Lambing's finished at home farming it.
Mr. Bate?
Yeah, so he'll be up at Grey Gables and hanging round the birds.
Oh, worth a
Come
try.
Come on, let's go and get him. I told the school I'd have him there by dinner time and I'm not letting them down.
Yes, that's right. We are having some building work done.
You can say that again.
But I can assure you it won't cause any disruption to your conference.
No, none at all.
Thank you. Yes, I'll get all that in the post to you straight away. See you on the 20th then.
You mean they didn't cancel?
No thanks to you. I could do without a running commentary.
Well, the workmen are giving you one.
It shouldn't be so bad once the scaffolding's up. They're not so noisy, anyway.
No, it'll just look terrible. I still think we're going to lose some weddings.
We did warn everyone, but no one's cancelled yet.
It's taken all my persuasive powers, though.
Yes, I know.
Okay, is it all right if I talk to you now?
We are busy. Lizzie's trying to get the invitations out for the first day of the show.
It is the day we'll make most sales.
Well, Elizabeth is needed downstairs. There's a suspicious-looking character with a strange-shaped parcel who needs to speak to you.
Who on earth's that?
Oh, it must be Michael. He's a bit early. What do you mean, suspicious-looking? He's a perfectly respectable artist.
Well, certainly not a picture he's carrying. Looks more like a bomb to me.
It's an owl.
What? An owl?
He's a woodcarver. Hmm. Does the most beautiful work. What have you said to him, Julia?
Well, nothing. I just told him the tradesman's entrance was round the back.
What? Julia?
I wish you'd be more tactful.
Well, I don't care what Elizabeth says. I didn't like the look of him. He had a ponytail.
Well, then you should have come to find us.
I did.
The tradesman's entrance. Look, Mummy, you just can't treat people like that. Especially one of our visiting artists. I'm afraid we live in the real world.
Oh, I know, I know, I know.
You must learn to distinguish fact and fiction.
It's my book I want to talk to you about.
Well, I haven't got time to hear any of it now, this evening, maybe.
You don't understand, Nigel. The thing is, I was banking on having enough to send off to a publisher by now.
You'll just have to try harder.
Enough to send off so they could give me an advance.
I don't think that's likely. I'm afraid you're going to have to resign yourself to months on the slash pile.
But, Nigel, I can't wait. I need the money next week.
What, you mean you're going to use it as part of the instalment for Ronald Hardwick?
Yes.
But that's ridiculous. You must have known you didn't stand a chance. How much are you short?
About half. 2,500.
I thought Mercedes was going to lend you at least 3,000.
Well, she lent me some, but I'm afraid she wasn't as generous as I'd hoped.
Well, you mean the dirt you'd got on her wasn't quite bad enough?
She isn't charging me interest.
I suppose that's something. So, Mummy, what are you going to do?
Well, darling, I had hoped that you might...
No. I made it quite clear you're on your own in this.
But, darling,
if you need that money, you're going to have to find it yourself.
It's all right, Carl, I'll do it.
Oh, will you?
Oh, Mum, what are you doing here?
You're not going to make much of a gamekeeper if you couldn't hear us coming.
What are we doing here? What are you doing here?
Your mother come through those woods like a tank.
It's a training day for the teachers, didn't I?
Don't you give me that.
No use, son.
It is. I must have lost a note.
Training day, I suppose. That's why I've had your school on the phone asking me where you are.
Oh, didn't think they'd bother.
You didn't think what?
I'd watch what you said if I was you.
I want to hear this.
Well, I didn't think they'd bother checking so soon after the holidays.
Oh, didn't you? Well, funnily enough, your teachers take your education very seriously, which is more than you do.
Oh, it's only one day.
William!
One day to add to all the other days, the head was threatening to come round.
Well, big deal.
I told you.
It is a big deal. Oh, look, do you want us to end up in court?
Well, they wouldn't do that. I'm 16, don't be stupid.
Well, do you want all this on your school record? Do you think anyone would give you a job with that kind of reputation?
Yes. Carl says he might give me one.
Yeah, well, it's easy to say, William, but you'll find it much more difficult when you're out there looking.
Well, Carl thinks I'll make a really good keeper. And he says
only been here 5 minutes himself.
Yeah, and from what I've heard, he ain't made a very good impression.
Well, he thinks I'm good, and Mr. Barford does. Why don't you listen to them instead of that stupid school?
Don't you tell me what to do. Eddie, are you just going to stand there?
Yeah. Just listen to your mother, William. She's talking sense.
Well, she can care less what I think. She's always on it, mate.
Am I? And why is that, I wonder? I just want what's best for you.
I keep telling you, I want to be a keeper. I'm going to fail my exams anyway. There's no point in me going to school. I hate it.
Well, tough, because your dad's taking you back now.
Now? I've told Carl I'll feed the birds. I can't let him down.
Oh, but you can let yourself down and your family and your teachers.
Dad, tell her I can't.
You listen to me, William Grundy. Your father is taking you back to school and that's an end of it.
But the birds, they won't get fed.
We should tell someone, you know. He's right.
I'll tell your precious Carl about his stupid birds. I want a word with him anyway. Now go.
Mum.
Hey, come on, lad. Do what your mama says.
And don't think you've heard the last of it, William Grundy. You wait till you get home tonight. Feed the birds. I'll give him feed the birds.
Hey, up. What's going on? Clary, what are you doing here?
Looking for William, as if you didn't know.
Well, I haven't seen him. Do you mind being a bit quieter about it?
I do, as a matter of fact. I mind you encouraging my son to play truant.
You what?
Helping that new keeper of yours when he should have been at school.
Well, he's no keeper of mine. I know nothing about
After
this.
After I'd spoken to you about it as well.
Well, I haven't been here this morning. If William's been helping Carl, it's naught to do with me.
Oh, you're all the same, putting daft ideas into his head when he ought to be studying for his exams.
I don't think it is daft if he wants to be a keeper. Though I agree.
Don't
that...
you? Well, I can tell you this. He's not going anywhere near these woods or these birds or your precious shoot again. He's grounded.
On you go, girl. That's the way. Easy does it.
Is that the lot now, Ruth?
Yeah, all 32 of them, present and correct.
Great. Okay, mate, that's it.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful sight?
It certainly is. I've forgotten what it was like.
That's what you do with calves, send them to market.
Oh, really? I thought we were going for the Guinness Book of Records to see how many we could keep as pets. Cheers, mate.
It's only going to be a lot more room now those are gone.
Yep. We can send another lot next week and really start getting back to normal.
We've still got to be careful. The silage stocks run very low.
Well, at least we can go into lambing without this worry hanging over us.
Oh, what a relief. I love working with the calves, but I just got sick of the sight of them.
Oh, have I missed them?
The calf's going off, yep.
Did you want to wave them goodbye too?
She wanted to make sure they'd really gone.
It's like having a great weight lifted, isn't it? Your dad looks 20 years younger.
Good, because with lambing coming on and all the work I've got to do at the estate...
That's right, David, look on the bright side. Eh? We'll manage.
I wondered a word about that, actually.
Well, we don't need you in the lambing sheds, Mum. Things aren't that bad.
But you might appreciate a bit more help with Josh and Pip.
Yeah, we might, but...
I know I said I didn't want to take on much more childcare when you were thinking of going after that job.
Which was perfectly understandable.
But this is different. Only a couple of weeks or so. I wouldn't like you to think you couldn't ask me.
Oh, thank you.
I don't like to think I'm not pulling my weight on the farm.
Oh, Mum, as if anyone is ever likely to think that.
I felt so useless while this TB crisis was on. There wasn't really anything I could do.
You kept our spirits up. That was the main thing.
But helping with the children is something I can do. And you're both going to be very busy.
We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
Good. Well, I'd better get lunch on. Would you like to come over?
No, thanks. We're going to the Bull.
Celebrate getting these calves off.
Last chance I shall have before lambing starts.
But if you'd rather we came to you...
No, you go down to the pub. Phil and I'll have our own little celebration. I'll get on then.
Right. Oh, Mum, tell Dad I'll have to go to the estate this afternoon, but I'll try and walk the crops tomorrow morning.
Right, you are.
That was nice of her.
She is nice.
I know. But she's not getting any younger. And Pip and Josh can be a bit...
Yes?
Lively?
Well, it's one word for it.
Now the herd's clear of TB and we can think straight, we really should have a bit of a blitz on this economy drive.
Yeah. Why now, particularly?
Sure, Jill and Phil were willing to do our bit.
I had an idea about that, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Let's talk about it over lunch.
What's he got this lot in here for? I don't know what he thinks he's playing at.
George, morning.
Oh, hello, Caroline. Well, can I do anything for you while you're just out for a walk?
Oh, this weather. No, I was looking for Carl, actually. Do you know where he is?
I don't. I was looking for him myself.
I see.
I thought he might be back at Grey Gables.
He knows Mr. Wood is looking for him, does he?
What? Oh, I don't know. I was just thinking it must be his lunch hour. He usually finds someone to chat up round about then.
Oh, you've heard about that, have you?
Well, he doesn't like to keep his conquests to himself.
No. Between you and me, Mr. Wood is not very happy about it.
Well, I shouldn't think he would be.
That's one of the things he wants to talk to him about.
One of them?
Apparently, Carl was rather familiar with Mrs. Wood.
Oh, heck.
I know. He called a peg and put his arm round her.
Oh, bet that didn't go down too well.
He obviously fancies himself as a ladies' man.
Yes.
What do you think of him as a keeper?
Ah, let Mr. Woolley wanted someone young and dynamic.
Come on, George. You don't have to toe the party line with me.
Well, I'm not very happy about these ends for a start, and that's why I'm looking for him.
Why, what's he going to do with them?
Create them up and move them into the laying pens.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's just too cold at the moment.
Well, it certainly is.
I mean, what's the rush? Why put them under unnecessary stress? There'll be time enough when the weather picks up.
Yes, I suppose so.
Still, Mr. Woolley wanted someone young and dynamic.
And you wanted to retire.
I did, and I still do. So why should I care?
Because you're a good keeper. But it's Carl.
All keepers have their own ways. It's too soon to tell.
It's not too soon for him to be telling Mr. Woolley the work's too much and he needs an assistant.
What? Well, he's got one anyway. Unpaid, of course.
Who's that?
Well, young William Grundy.
I know he's been very keen to help you.
And I was pleased to encourage him. But I didn't want it interfering with his schoolwork, whatever Clary might think.
Oh, dear, has it been?
She was up here yesterday, spitting feathers, because the lad was helping Carl when he should have been at school.
Well, you can't blame her for being angry.
No, no, but it's William I feel sorry for. Well, that's the end of that. Clary won't let him anywhere near the chute now.
I can see why.
Maybe. But it's a pity. The lad really had the makings in him.
Right then. What's this money-saving idea?
Well, it's fairly obvious, really. We eat a lot of meat, don't we?
You want us to go vegetarian? I suppose it might be cheaper.
Of course not, no. No, it just seems daft that When we're on a farm surrounded by this stuff, we still buy most of our meat at the supermarket.
It's just quicker if I'm doing a big shop anyway.
Yeah, well, that's just because we haven't had time to get organised. If I get the abattoir to hold back one of the heifer carcasses and cut it into freezer packs for us...
We'll be living on beef from now till August.
We can give Mum and Dad some. Might even sell a few.
Hi, David. Ruth.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Have you seen Caroline?
She was talking to Sid.
Oh, I can't see her. Good Lord. What on earth is he doing?
Oh... Those are his dumbbells. It's this exercise kick of his.
Oh, looks dangerous to me. If he lets go of one of them...
Well, at least it means he's too puffed out to talk. I'm all for it. Shula, could we interest you in the odd joint of beef now and again?
Oh, yes, please. Well, now I've got a man to feed, I could do with... Oh, there's Caroline. Huh? She must have been in the ladies. Excuse me.
Right.
Caroline!
A man to feed? She makes him sound like he's just crawled out of a cave.
Well, she's an old-fashioned girl at heart, Shula.
In some ways.
That's why it works. Alistair's an old-fashioned guy. Not a new man like me.
What? Excuse me while I choke on me beer.
You've seen me cry?
I have. I've never seen you clean the toilet.
I have. That's when I was crying.
Sid's really keen, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He's just been trying to work out a fitness programme for me.
You don't need to keep fit.
Oh, I don't know about that. I haven't been able to get as much riding in as I'd like lately, with the weather being so awful.
Oh, how's the revising going?
All right. Oh, well, there's not much I can do, to be honest. So much of it's practical.
Oh, you'll be fine. If you don't know how to look after horses by now...
That's what I'm hoping. It isn't so much an exam. It's just going through the things you'd do in an all-day's work. And I'm really up in my horse anatomy.
Well, that's the advantage of having a vet on 24-hour call.
It isn't the only one.
Married life seems to be suiting you, I must say.
Yes, it is.
And it's certainly suiting Alistair.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes, of course. He's mad about you.
Mm. I'm very happy. I just wish Daniel would settle down a bit.
Oh, is he still being difficult?
Sometimes. I didn't know he could be this naughty. I'm sure Alistair thinks I've brought him up really badly.
Of course he doesn't. Daniel's one of the best-behaved children I've ever met. It's positively spooky.
And when he's out, you want to see him at home.
Well, children have got to let off steam somewhere.
Yeah, but now Alistair's with us all the time and doesn't get a rest from it.
He's turning into a parent.
I don't want him to get fed up with us.
I know it wasn't the same, but when I used to look after Robin's boys...
Oh, you were great with them.
I don't know about that, but the nice thing was when they stopped being on their best behaviour and we all relaxed a bit and started behaving like normal human beings.
You're right. I suppose everything's lovely. I just don't want anything to spoil it.
Need man without Mr. Barford?
Yeah, William. What are you doing here?
Well, I came to see Carl. But...
He's having his lunch. And why aren't you at school?
Oh, we've got the afternoon off.
Oh, really, lad? Do you think I'm daft? What a tale. After what happened yesterday?
We have. There's a flu epidemic. Half the teachers are off. I've got a note about it, if you're that bothered.
Look, I've never stood any cheek from you, William, and I'm not going to start now. Either you talk to me civilly...
OK, sorry. But it is true, honest. The exam groups will at home to get on with their folder work.
So? You should be at home getting on with it, eh?
Oh, I don't want to.
But that isn't the point. Life's full of things we don't want to do.
Well, it's a waste of time. I'm going to fail anyway.
Oh, you will if you take that attitude. And where does your mother think you are?
School, I suppose. Unless they rung her again.
Look, you'd better get home, lad. You'll just get into more trouble. She doesn't want you up here anymore.
Oh, she don't know what she does want. She just gets mad at me.
And I won't have you cheeking your mother either.
Oh, well, she's always on at me not to let people down. And then she made me.
How?
I promised Carl I'd help him.
And is that why you want to see him?
Yeah, I wanted to explain.
Well, that's good, William. I'll pass the message on. But I think you should go home. If you'll take a bit of advice from me...
I don't see why I should.
Now, I warned you.
Oh, you're all the same. I thought you'd understand.
If you'd explain properly instead of giving me cheek...
I want to be a keeper. How's school going to help me with that?
Well...
They can make me go there, but they can't make me do any work. Any road, why should I?
If you got your GCSE...
What difference would that make? I want to be a keeper. If I can't do that, I don't want to do anything.
Sorry, I'm a bit early.
That's all right.
Daniel's washing his hands.
He won't be long.
Oh, Caroline had to get back to Grey Gables. She's still chasing that new gamekeeper.
He's not the only one, from what I hear.
He does seem to have got himself a bit of a reputation.
I can keep Daniel longer, you know, if you want to do some more revision.
Oh, I've given up on that. So much of it's practical. Better to be fresh for the day, don't you think?
Is spending time with Daniel going to leave you fresh?
Oh, he hasn't been playing you up as well.
No! Good as gold for me.
Oh, little devil.
Penalty of being a mother, I'm afraid. They always save the worst for you.
I had noticed. Oh, poor lamb, it is difficult. He has been used to having me all to himself. I thought it might help if we spent a bit of quality time together.
Maybe. I wouldn't worry too much.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Right, I'd better get up to the estate. Brian will be wondering where I've got to.
Did you get through to the abattoir?
Yes, and it's all fixed. I'll keep one of the heavers back and butcher it in freezer packs, so there'll be plenty for you and Dad too.
If you're sure.
Don't be silly, Mum.
Is this where I'm going to get food for my hungry husband from?
Uh-huh, at a price.
A price?
This is part of our economy drive, Shula. Can't afford to give the stuff away. I'll do it for you wholesale.
Gee, thanks, brother.
Anytime, sis. Bye, Mum.
Bye.
You can have one of ours if you like.
Oh, I don't mind paying. It's nice to see David back to his old self.
He's been so depressed. Such a relief now.
I can see. You've got your smile back. I've missed it.
I've got a lot to smile about. Brookfield back on track. You happy?
I am. If I could just get Daniel settled down. Oh, well, once tomorrow's over and I've got this wretched exam out of the way, I'll really be able to concentrate on him.
Can you hand me that jug, please, Clary?
I just washed that one.
Oh, right. Thanks. Well, pass me the cloth. I'll start wiping down.
I can finish off if you want to go and get your dinner.
No, it's all right. So how was William this morning?
Still not speaking to us.
But going to school?
Oh, yes. He's doing that, for I have to take him under armed guard.
Difficult age.
Where's Tommy?
Quiet. I haven't seen much of him, really.
Oh, I expect he'll cheer up on his birthday.
Well, I hope so. Wish I thought I was going to. It's just so hard.
Oh, no.
Brings back all the memories. Tommy getting cross because John wasn't there to take him out for his birthday drink. And us wondering where John was. Tony going to find him. And then...
Oh, Pat. It's unbearable for you.
I know it's not fair to Tommy to let it spoil his 18th birthday. I just can't get it out of my mind.
You won't spoil it for him. You got him a nice present.
That's another thing. We racked our brains, but we were so worried we'd get it wrong and disappoint him. I thought the best thing was just to give him a nice big cheque.
Well, I'm sure that's better. Then he can get something he really wants. And you're doing him that birthday tea?
Oh, yeah, now, about that, Clary. I really want to make it a success. Do you think you could manage on your own tomorrow?
On my own?
Well, just the afternoon, if you could. I've got to get this right now, it's all we're doing for him.
Well, it's not that I mind.
Well, maybe we can work a bit late this evening.
No, I'm sorry, I'm working at the ball tonight.
Oh, that's all right, we can probably manage.
It is our busiest day.
Why?
The Underwoods order.
Oh, yes, of course.
No, no, don't be silly, I'll do it. You've got to give Tommy a good birthday.
Yes, that was a tricky one.
I know.
Stressing horses can have so many causes.
Absolutely.
Shula! Shula, hang on!
Alistair! Oh, excuse me a moment. I'll see you inside.
Righto.
And good luck.
Thanks.
What are you doing here?
Aren't you pleased to see me?
Yes, very pleased.
So, how's it going?
Right, I think.
What do you have this morning?
We had the oral.
I hope you got the muscles of the horse right.
Perfect, you'd be amazed.
Great.
And we had the horse care. I think that went okay.
I should think so. Number of horses you must have looked after over the years.
So basically, it's mainly the riding this afternoon.
Which you love. So you're laughing.
Well, it's always a bit of a lottery, riding a strange horse.
I'm sure you'll cope magnificently.
I'm quite looking forward to it.
Brings back the old competitive spirit.
Maybe. Anyway, it was lovely to see you. But I really ought to get in with the others. I think I don't want to miss my lunch.
Not with a hard afternoon's riding out of you.
Oh, you are all right about fetching Daniel from nursery?
Of course I am.
If you get an urgent call or anything, I'm sure Mum wouldn't mind.
I've taken the afternoon off.
Oh, darling, you didn't have to do that.
I did. Daniel and I are going on a little shopping expedition.
What for?
Wouldn't you like to know? Well, go on, off you go.
Okay.
Elizabeth, do you know where Nigel is?
Yeah, he's talking to one of the carpenters.
Oh, I need to see him urgently.
Well, it's up to you, of course, but you might want to change.
Change?
That's not a very suitable outfit for climbing scaffolding.
What, they're up the scaffolding?
Yes, it was the only way the carpenter could show him the problem.
But it's dangerous.
No, it's quite safe.
I just think if you went up in that skirt, the workmen might get more than a flash of your shapely ankle.
I have no intention of flashing anything at them. They're far too familiar as it is.
I think they're charming.
Well, they're making it quite impossible for me to work.
If you found somewhere quieter...
But there isn't anywhere quieter. Susan and I have tried every room in the house.
Well, it's nearly all up now. Do you think this room would do for my art sale?
No.
Well, why not? It's got good proportions. And there's lots of light coming in from the bay windows.
Yes, and a beautiful view of the scaffolding through them. Hardly adds to the ambience, does it?
I was a bit worried about that.
Not to mention the likelihood of some son of Troil sticking his head through it and shouting, "Morning, love," every 5 minutes.
I suppose we could pretend it was an installation.
Oh, these some of the paintings you're planning to exhibit?
Yes. Julia, do be careful with them.
Oh, I am. Well, do you want me to help you sell them again?
If you wouldn't mind. You were very good at it.
Oh, thank you. Of course, this time I'm afraid I shall have to charge a commission.
A commission? Oh, really, Julia?
I don't think you and Nigel appreciate how serious my financial situation is. I need to find over £2,000 by next week.
The art sale isn't till next month, so that's no use to you, commission or no commission.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, maybe there's something else you could sell.
I've got nothing left.
You've got wardrobes full of clothes you never wear. All those furs, they're back in fashion now.
Oh, and what would I have to keep me warm?
How many fur coats can you wear at a time? You could keep one.
But they were presents from Gerald. Well, most of them.
What about that designer outfit you bought from the fashion show?
Oh, no, I like that.
You've never worn it since you walked off the catwalk in it. And it's very smart.
Yes. Yes, you'd look charming in it. Oh, you'd have to let it out a bit, of course, but you could wear it to open the show.
Julia.
No, that is a deal, then. Shall we say £300?
Here she is. Are you ready?
Yes. Surprise!
Surprise!
Oh, hello, darling.
We've got new balloons, Mummy.
Oh, yes, aren't they lovely?
Hi, love. How did it go?
Well?
And a cake, a big cake.
Oh, lovely.
Let Mummy get her coat off.
Have you got the piece of paper?
What piece of paper?
The blazer fanfare. And lights up.
No, I haven't got it, I'm afraid.
Oh, Shula. You didn't fail.
I did.
Can we still have the cake?
Oh, yes, of course we can.
Why don't you go and fetch us some? It's already on the plate.
Yes, okay. It's a chocolate one.
Good.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry.
So am I. It was so stupid.
What did you fail on? Not horse anatomy.
Horse care.
What?
Oh, I know. I suppose I was overconfident.
What did you do?
Oh, it was what I didn't do that was the problem. I didn't tie the horse up when I bandaged her leg.
Ah, well, that is a health and safety issue.
Yes, I know. It's just I can usually handle them, but... Oh, well. Oh, and I loaded a horse into a trailer using a head collar, not a bridle.
Same thing, I suppose.
Yeah, but I've got used to working with horses I can trust. And I didn't wear gloves. Oh, who's this?
Don't worry, I'll go. Why was that wrong?
What if she got frisky and I was holding the rope?
Oh, I see. Rope burns.
Yes.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. I just came to see how Sheila's exam went. Is she back yet?
Yes. I failed.
Come in.
Sheila, I'm so sorry. Mm. But you know everything about horses.
Yeah, a bit too much, I'm afraid. The other two exams were much easier and I got overconfident.
Never mind, you can take it again.
Took too much for granted. Stupid.
Look, Elizabeth, I know it's short notice, but are you doing anything this evening?
Well, only fending off Julia's attempts to sell me her entire wardrobe.
What?
Oh, you don't want to know.
You wouldn't fancy a bit of babysitting, so I could take your sister out for a meal to cheer her up.
Oh, it's a lovely idea, darling, but you know how difficult Daniel's been lately.
Not with me. Yes, I'd love to.
Cake.
Oh, is this some for me?
Hello, Elizabeth. You can have mine. Oh,
thank you, darling. See, he's a little angel.
I don't know.
He'll be fine. Daniel, you wouldn't mind if me and Mummy went out this evening and Auntie Elizabeth looked after you?
We don't have to go, sweetheart, if you don't want us to.
No, I'd like it.
There you are.
Auntie Elizabeth, let me jump on the bed.
Clara, can I leave this with you for the notice board?
Well, you'd need to ask Sid, really.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to sell a few of my clothes. I don't suppose I could interest you. Oh,
things are a bit tight at the moment.
Oh, don't I know. That's why I've been driven to this myself.
It really ain't what Sid uses the notice board for.
Oh, dear. Well, I suppose I'll just have to find somewhere else. It's going to break my heart to part with some of the things.
I'd have to pay money to get my clothes taken away.
My furs, for example.
You selling a fur coat?
Well, I'm selling two, but I simply can't bear to let my fox fur go.
Can't you?
No, it was the first present Gerald ever gave me.
I see.
It was the winter of 47, and it was so cold. Rationing was still on, and I had to spend all my coupons on audition clothes, not to spare for a nice warm coat.
No.
And the first time I ever saw Gerald, he was waiting for me at the stage door with a red rose, and he asked if he could escort me home. Oh, he was such a gentleman.
They was in them days.
Oh, yes, they were. And then the next day, there was this box waiting for me at the stage door, a lovely fox fur. Lord knows how he got it.
Oh, it must have cost him.
Well, it wasn't the money, Carrie, or even the coat. No, it was the note that went with it. To warm your beautiful heart as you have warmed mine.
Oh, well, lovely. Mm. You going to put that in your book?
Oh, I hadn't really thought about it. It's not the right period.
Oh, but it's so romantic. People just don't have love affairs like that no more.
No, they don't, do they?
Good evening, Clary. Oh. Julia.
Oh, good evening, Tony. Thank you, Clary. Thank you. You've just given me the most wonderful idea. Bye.
I'm glad somebody's happy.
I don't know why. What can I get you?
You've got any champagne? Pat was getting some for Tommy's birthday tea, but she forgot.
Oh, I'm sure I can find some.
I don't want you to go, Mummy.
Come on, Daniel. I can't read you our special story while Mummy's here.
If he really doesn't want me to go,
He'll be fine once you're out of the room.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. Look, give Mummy a goodnight kiss.
No.
Well, I can't read stories to boys who won't kiss their mummies goodnight.
Don't upset him, Elizabeth.
It's not me that's upsetting him.
I don't want him to think Alistair takes me away from him.
He doesn't. It's you that's...
What do I think?
Nothing, darling. I think I know my own child.
You don't mind if Alistair goes out with Mummy, do you?
Elizabeth.
He can go, she can't. Oh,
thanks.
When is he going, Mummy?
He won't want to go if you want me to stay here.
But you're not getting our story.
No, when is he going home?
Going home?
To his house.
Oh, now see what you've done.
I've done?
Sweetheart, he isn't going back to his house. He's come to live with us now.
Forever?
Yes, forever.
Good. Can I have the story now?
Good. That's what he said. Of course you can, darling. When Mummy goes.
Right. Bye, Mummy.
You heard what he said, Mummy. Off you go.
There you are, my love. Should I brighten things up a bit for you? Oh, I can't believe it's been a year. So much has happened. I've gone into the pig business. You'd laugh. Moved in with Mrs. Antrobus, which we nearly did, didn't we? Kate's had her baby, Phoebe. Shula's got married. Life's gone on. Even for me. I feel a bit bad about that. The first time I laughed, didn't mean I'd forgotten you. Doesn't mean I've forgotten you at all. It's not fair, is it? Us carrying on and you've stopped. Really try and make the best of it. To be strong, but I stopped when you died. Some of me went with you. I think it was the best part. I really don't know how I'm going to go on. It's not just going to be a year, is it? It's going to be... John, I miss you. I miss you so much. So much.
Are you all right, my dear?
No, no, I'm not. Audrey, why did it happen? Why?
I don't know, my dear. I don't know. Come on, let me take you home.
Hi, Mum.
Helen, what are you doing here?
I've come home for Tom's birthday. You hadn't forgotten?
I wasn't expecting you till tea time.
I thought I'd surprise him, take him out to lunch or something.
Oh, it's a nice idea.
Where is he then?
Don't know, I haven't seen him since breakfast.
Oh.
We've got a bit of a crisis here.
So I see. You're going for the world record as the fastest yoghurt potter.
We're behind with the Underwoods order.
Where's Clary? Is
she she's in the yard loading the van.
Would you want me to help?
You're not scrubbed up.
It won't take me long.
How are we doing here? Oh, hello, Helen.
Don't worry, Dad. It's all under control. I'm here now.
Helen thought she could take Tommy out to lunch. You don't know where he's gone, do you?
No, no. He just said he'd be back for tea.
So there we are, then. Look, Mum, why don't you take those out to Clary and I'll get started in a minute.
I'll check how many more we need first. Thanks, love.
Right. Is there anything I can do? I'm all ready.
Can you tell me why Mum's got herself in such a state?
Well, it's been difficult. We had a run-in with Tommy over his organic sausage idea.
So impatient.
That soured his birthday celebrations.
Honestly, didn't he cheer up when he got his cards and presents?
Oh, we haven't given him our present yet. He didn't seem in the mood at breakfast.
Not in the mood? This family. It's a good job I come home. Pass me that jug, could you, Dad?
Morning, Neil. Nice job you've got there.
Do you want to go?
No, thanks. It's my birthday. I don't particularly want to spend it gardening.
Happy birthday. Big one, isn't it?
Well, I'm 18, if that's what you mean.
Got anything special planned?
A few legal drinks with my mates after I've got a family tea out of the way.
Oh, well, if you're in the bowl, I'll buy you a pint.
It's a nice one. Do you know if Hayley's home?
She went off somewhere about an hour ago, but she said she'd be back for lunch.
Well, I reckon I'll wait then. So, this your new career, is it?
I hope not. I was just doing a favour for Eddie, helping him out.
And somehow you ended up doing all the work.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
Oh, look, here they come.
Hey, done any more about that organic sausage idea you had?
We're going to. Hi, Hayley, Mrs. Antrobus.
Hi, Tommy. What are you doing here?
Come to see you.
I thought you'd be having lunch with your family.
Well, I'm having tea. One meal's enough.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, my dear.
Thank you.
Got your present inside. I suppose that's really why you came round.
Never crossed my mind. So, what have you been up to?
Well,
I'm afraid we've been gossiping, haven't we, Hayley?
Yeah.
We've met the new doctor.
Oh, what did you think of him? Susan's very taken.
Oh, I agree with her.
He's certainly a looker.
And such charming manners. Reminds me of Teddy at the same age.
They teach you that kind of thing in the army. That and how to kill people.
Has he been in the army?
Yeah, left a few years ago. Been working in London, hasn't he?
Oh, you can still tell.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I have rather a weakness for a military man. Hayley doesn't approve.
Anyway, Tommy, what did you get for your birthday?
Never mind that. How did you get on with the organic butcher? You did manage to see him?
Yes, I went yesterday.
And what did he say?
He'll have £50 of sausages waiting for us next week.
Great. Now that's what I call a birthday present. Come on, let's go and celebrate.
He's not coming.
Don't be silly, Mum. Of course he is.
Yes, he will, love.
When have you known Tom pass up a meal?
Yeah, and what a meal. You've really done him proud.
Where is he, then?
Oh, probably went off with some friends for lunch.
No, he's seeing them tonight.
You know Tom, any excuse to party?
He didn't want our party.
Oh, I like the idea of the tea.
Oh, you're here.
Waiting for you, as usual.
I suppose that's your way of saying happy birthday.
Hi, everyone.
Hayley, I didn't realise you were invited.
I'm glad you could make it.
I'm sorry we're late. We had a bit of a long lunch.
Well, you're here now. Shall I put the kettle on, or shall we start on the champagne?
Champagne?
It is your birthday. Come on, give us a kiss.
All right. So, where's my present?
Patience? I expect Mum and Dad would like to give you theirs first.
Check out what Hayley gave me.
I thought that was a new jacket. Very designer.
Looks great, doesn't it?
It's lovely. Well, are you going to open that champagne, Tony?
Well, if that's what the birthday boy would like.
Yeah, why not?
Right, shall I get the glasses?
It's all right, we can manage.
I'll cut the cake.
Well, let's have the drink first.
All right, here we go.
In the glasses, yeah. Dad, not on the table.
Okay. I'll hold them for you. Did you get the Underwoods order done?
Oh, yes, thanks. Helen helped.
You should have said. I'd given you a hand.
No need. I was here.
Right, if you'd all like to take a glass to Tommy.
Thanks.
Tommy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, love.
And many happy returns.
Let's hope so. So where's this present, Mum?
Well, we couldn't really decide what to get you.
You should have asked me for a list.
We should.
It was a joke, Mum.
Anyway, we thought a nice fat cheque would do the trick, so here you are.
A cheque?
Aren't you going to open it?
Thanks.
Well, if there's something special you'd like, we could still get it.
Yes, of course we could.
Did you get money for your 18?
No,
nor did John.
I knew what I wanted, and John...
Oh, Mum and Dad knew what he wanted. They always did.
Tommy, I'm sorry.
There's nothing for you to be sorry about, is there, Tommy?
I think my brother can speak for himself.
No, if there is something special you want...
No, it's fine. Doesn't matter. Thanks.
Just been such a difficult week.
I'm sorry my birthday was such a problem to you.
You know what your mum means.
I know. We all know, don't we? Only we're not saying.
We really should start on the food. Soak up some of the champagne.
Things are difficult enough.
And that's my fault, I suppose. Very inconvenient of me to have my birthday on the day my brother died.
No one thinks that.
No, of course they don't. Look, we've tried our best.
But I'm just not John, am I?
Your dad didn't mean
it. Can't you keep out of this?
Helen! I am trying to help.
My family doesn't need your help. We can sort this out ourselves without you interpreting everything.
Don't talk to Hayley like that. She's my best mate. She's been here all this time. Where have you been?
Tommy!
I know she's been here.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Leave it. It doesn't matter.
None of it matters. We should...
I obviously don't. Thanks for the cheque and the champagne. I'll eat the cake later.
Oh, Tommy, don't go. I didn't mean that.
Don't be so stupid.
Oh, well, that's going to bring him back, isn't it?
And you are, I suppose.
I am going to try. Tommy, wait. Tommy.
I wish you'd realise his name is Tom.
Oh, does that matter? Oh, you all right, love?
No. He'll come back, Mum. Don't worry. Couldn't have been worse, Tony.
Oh, Tommy.
Thanks, Sid. I'll take them over.
Ah, evening, Tommy.
Neil! I've just got a round in, but I can call Sid.
Oh, I was going to buy you a drink.
I'll take you up on that. I've just got to get these over to the lads.
It's your party in the corner, is it? Yeah. Well, they're having a good time.
Glad somebody is.
You need to hand me that tray.
No, I can manage. But Neil's buying me a drink. You can bring that.
Okay.
Oh, I don't mind getting the lad a birthday drink, but don't you think he might have had enough?
I'm keeping an eye on him. I'm always there. He won't let things get out of hand.
Be a shame if it spoiled his day.
It's pretty well spoiled. Be glad when it's over.
Oh, dear.
We're on Red Nose Day. Could do with a laugh.
Oh, hey, good.
Tommy. Tommy's over there. I did try and get to come back.
It's Mum we're looking for. Have you seen her?
Pat? No, what's happened?
Oh, she was a bit upset after Tommy left.
So I suggested she went for a lie down. When I came to tell her supper was ready...
She wasn't there.
Oh, dear.
How could she have gone without you knowing?
Well, I was milking.
And I was clearing up the dairy.
She didn't leave a note?
I think I know where she might be.
I'm sure you do. Well, I think she might have come to see Kathy. Will you wait here while I check down?
Yes, of course, love.
She'll be all right.
Oh, I hope so. Hayley, if you think you know where she might be, go and look for her, please.
Sorry, I haven't been before. I was trying to concentrate on Tommy's birthday. But it didn't work. Just kept thinking about you this time last year. So it all went wrong. Everything's wrong. Everything's wrong all the time now. Oh, John.
Pat.
Hayley. Did you put these flowers here?
Yeah. Pat, you're shivering.
They're lovely.
Have my scarf. You're absolutely frozen.
I shouldn't have neglected John.
You didn't. Here, give me your hands. And our guys.
I must have done. I lost him.
Well, you loved him. And no one could have loved him more. He knew that.
Didn't help. Didn't keep him safe. And I keep on loving him. He's not here anymore.
I know. And Pat, I know. But Tony and Tommy and Helen are here. Oh, they're worried about you. Let's go and find them, shall we?
You're up then.
It's not that late.
There's tea in the pot if you're interested.
I think I'll have some water first.
Right, that is it. Just because you're 18 doesn't mean you have to drink.
Oh, don't start on me, Helen. Where is everybody?
Dad's netting up carrots, I think, or bagging potatoes, one or the other.
Is the co-op lorry coming today?
Yep. Life goes on.
So where's Mum?
Still in bed. I'm going to take her some breakfast up in a minute.
Have you seen her this morning? How is she?
Dad said to let her sleep after last night, Mary.
I think we'd all rather forget about last night.
Except your friend Hayley, right again.
I wish you'd leave Hayley alone. It doesn't help.
I know, I know.
Mum's really fond of her, if you can't see that.
I do. Look, I don't suppose any of us are very proud of the way we behaved yesterday.
No.
We've just got to put it behind us. Start looking forward, not back.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I know you are. It's Mum we've got to work on. She just...
Why didn't anyone call me? What's the time?
Too early for you to be up. We thought you needed to sleep.
No, I've got to get over to the dairy.
Don't worry about that. Clary and I'll manage today. You just rest.
I don't want to let her down. Seems to be all I'm doing these days.
How are you letting her down if I'm taking over?
You have a rest, Mum. Try and get back to normal.
Normal?
Yeah. Yesterday was a difficult day for all of us. But it's behind us now.
I'm sorry you had such a lousy birthday.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. You should have seen him in the pub.
Look, about that check.
It doesn't matter. I was stupid.
Well, if there's something you'd like instead.
No. I've thought what I'd like to do with it.
Oh, I wonder if that's Clary.
Oh, I don't suppose so. But if it is, I'll deal with her. You have some breakfast. We'll make some. Won't you, Tom?
Yeah, sit down, Mum.
Well, if it is Clary, can you just tell her that
I... All right, Mum, I've got everything under control.
Well, maybe I should go.
Let Helen handle it. It's what she likes to do.
No, but I might...
She'll call you if she needs you. I'll make some fresh tea.
Tommy, about yesterday...
Forget it. It was a tough day for all of us.
But it was your birthday.
I'm used to it. I don't seem to have much luck with my birthdays.
No. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
Well, if there's anything I can do to make it up to you...
Give me the go-ahead with the organic sausages?
Well...
I was joking, Mum. Now, what do you fancy for breakfast? Toast, cereal, full English?
I'm not really very hungry.
I know. How about a slice of birthday cake?
2, 3, 4, 7, 3, 4, 8, 3, 4, 9. Sid, I've just been on the phone to Helen. You're not still on that thing.
Yeah, nearly finished. Did you want to go?
No, I didn't. And do you mind stopping for a minute?
Yeah, well, I haven't got much more to do.
Well, do it when I've gone. Sid, I can't hold you properly when you're puffing and panting like that.
What do you mean when you've gone?
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm just popping over to Bridge Farm.
Hey, well, you got a delivery coming this morning.
Maybe you can manage that on your own, can't you? I don't suppose I'll be long.
Well, I was going out for a run when I finished this.
Well, you can go for a run when I get back. Or this afternoon. You're getting obsessed.
Nut. Just got myself into a routine, that's all.
Well, it won't hurt to vary it for once.
No, I suppose not. Why do you need to go over to Bridge Farm? Don't tell me they haven't found Pat yet.
No, they found her. Well, Hayley did.
Oh. Well, where was she?
John's grave.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the tough one, that. Remember the year after Polly died? Well,
Helen said she seemed reasonably okay this morning.
Yeah, but you just want to check.
Yeah, it might do her good to talk to someone outside the family.
Maybe.
Well, it sounds to me as if they all got into a bit of a state.
Which is understandable.
Well, yes, of course. But it's difficult. Everyone has to mourn in their own way.
It was Tommy's 18th too, wasn't it? Oh, dear, that can't have been easy for the poor lad.
I don't think it was easy for anybody.
No wonder he's getting so drunk.
So, is it all right if I go? I'll be back for opening time.
Yeah, of course, love, you go. Sounds like Pat could do with a friend.
No, it's not food. Don't get so excited.
Morning, Tommy.
Hayley, hi.
Didn't expect to see you out and about so early.
Don't you start. You come to give me a hand storing out, then?
No, I came to see how Pat was this morning. Is she all right?
Haven't you been down to the house? I'm sure she'd be pleased to see you.
Well, Helen might not be.
Take no notice of her.
I try not to, but she was making that a bit difficult yesterday.
She's sorry about that.
Is she?
Nearest thing you're ever going to get to an apology out of Helen. She doesn't like admitting she's wrong.
I had noticed. Tommy, it was so awful for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, at least it's over now.
So how is Pat?
Not too bad, I don't think. Kathy's coming round to see her this morning, so that should cheer her up.
Well, I hope so.
Can't do any more harm than her own family, can she?
You shouldn't blame yourself.
Well, I don't particularly. I just don't think any of us were much help to each other yesterday.
Well, families can be too close.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You know, get in each other's way somehow. I mean, I don't mean to, but...
Yeah.
There's too much history. Sometimes a friend is what you need. Give you a bit of perspective.
That's why we're lucky we've got you.
What a sweet thing to say.
It's true. You were the only person who didn't behave like a complete prat yesterday.
Thank you.
And it wasn't an easy day for you either.
No, it wasn't. So at least it wasn't my birthday.
Well, I'd rather just forget about that now.
Start looking forward to the next one. Maybe you're right.
I don't know about that. Still, it wasn't all bad.
Glad you enjoyed some of it.
I had a good time with the lads. At least they've got the check.
Well, you weren't very happy about that.
No, I was just being stupid. I didn't realise what it meant.
What does it mean?
Well, we'll be able to buy the vacuum packer now for our organic sausages.
I don't think that's what your mum and dad had in mind when they gave you the money.
Well, they didn't have anything in mind, did they? That's why they gave me a check instead of a proper present.
I'm sure it wasn't like that. I thought you said you decided to put all that behind you.
Yeah, I'm not bitter. All I'm saying is they can hardly make a fuss about what I choose to spend the money on, can they?
Well...
And with the vacuum packet, we're really going places.
This is only a trial run, remember? Just to convince your mum and dad we're on the right lines, that we can do it ourselves.
I know we are. Just like John was when he started up the port business in the first place.
Yes.
And this is going to be just as good, isn't it? I'll show them. We're going to make a real success of it, aren't we?
Yes, sweetheart. Of course we are.
I'm really glad you could come, Cathy. I'm sure Pat will be pleased to see you.
I'm sure she will. She won't be a minute. She's just getting dressed.
Well, yesterday must have been hard for her. Well, hard for all of you.
She hasn't really been herself all week.
We were late with the Underwoods order. Oh, dear. It wasn't too disastrous. Clary and I managed to cope in the end.
Yeah. I'm afraid Clary's been having to cope a lot lately.
Yeah, and we all know how much she wants to help, but with the best will in the world.
I know. She can't run the dairy single-handed.
I feel the same. I'll do all I can, of course, but once I start my placement next week...
Well, your mum wouldn't want you neglecting that. That would upset her.
And it's bound to be a difficult time for her.
But you can see how important it is that she moves on from it. Mm. I don't mean to sound callous. It's not just the dairy.
No, you mustn't worry about that. We'll find some solution.
I really think it would be better for Mum if she could...
pull herself together.
You do think I'm being hard.
It's just not as easy as you may think.
I know, but yesterday could be a watershed. A low point she started moving up from.
Maybe. No, I'm sorry, Helen. I know you want the best for your mum.
Oh, we all do. Now, the thing is...
Hello, Cathy.
Oh, it's good to see you. Any excuse to get away from Sid and his exercise machine.
Uh-huh. I thought he'd switched the dumbbells.
No, that's just something to do in his spare time. Heaven forbid a moment should pass without him torturing his poor body.
Oh, I'd better get back to the dairy.
You sure that's all right?
I told you, Mum. It's good practice for next week.
Yeah, I've got a few more carrots to net up before the co-op lorry gets here.
See you at lunchtime, then.
Why don't you have lunch out? Have a real break.
You could always come back to the Bull with me.
Well, that's a good idea. Think about it, love.
Maybe.
Anyway, see you later. Bye.
Oh, yeah, bye.
Bye, love.
You don't have to.
I'd like to. It'd be fun.
Fun? With me?
Well, of course. Seems ages since we had a good chat.
I'm afraid I'm not much fun at the moment, as I'm sure you've been hearing.
No one could have expected you to be a laugh a minute yesterday.
I should have made the effort. It was Tommy's birthday.
You did?
I wrote him a cheque and I baked him a cake. It didn't mean anything.
Oh, you know that's not true.
It is. I wasn't thinking about the day he was born, when he started school, all those little things that usually come flooding back. I tried and there was nothing. Just blank.
Oh, you'd got other things to remember. That wasn't your fault.
John's death. That had gone too. Earlier in the week, it was all I could think about.
Oh, of course.
But yesterday, there was nothing. That was blank too. Didn't feel anything.
No.
It's like this great black hole sucking everything in. Nothing mattered, nothing seemed to mean anything. I kept trying, but it didn't. That's why I was standing by his grave.
Maybe you were trying too hard.
I just felt so tired. Everything's such an effort. Sometimes I just can't be bothered about anything.
2, 3, 4, down, 2,
still
three,
at it, Sid?
4, Yes, and I gather you're still drinking. Just because you're 18, that doesn't mean you have to come and live in here, you know.
Is that even orange juice?
Oh, like that, is it? You know the best thing for an hangover?
I can guess what you think it is.
Taking the pledge?
Now, exercise. Sweat it up, mate. Do you want to have a go with these?
No, thanks.
They're very simple to use.
You just lift them up and down.
Well, there's a bit more to it than that. Let me show you a few manoeuvres.
Sid, I wish you'd put those things away when we've got customers. It's embarrassing.
I'm helping Tommy with his hangover.
Let me buy you an orange juice, love.
All right, Mum.
Pat, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Now, look, you just have to lift them up like this.
Do look a bit brighter.
Good to get away from the farm. We were thinking of having lunch here. Would you two like to join us? Tommy, my treat?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, lovely.
We could have a drink too, if my husband will stop showing off his muscles.
I'm showing Tommy how easy it is.
What, to drop an enormous weight on your foot? Yeah, thanks, Sid. I think I've got the hang of it.
Oh,
Sid, don't be such a baby. Get us a drink.
I really hurt myself.
Yeah, playing for sympathy. It won't work.
Remember when you dropped that hammer on your foot?
Then you had to drive me to casualty.
I'm serious, Cathy. I think I've broken something.
Well, of course it'll throb for a moment. Get some ice.
And you tried to pretend you hadn't done anything at all.
A bit difficult when he was hopping about like Long John Silver.
I'm in agony.
Till I came into the room.
Oh. Well, I didn't want to worry you after...
I know, love.
Cathy!
Sid, will you stop making such a fuss? All right, I'll get the ice.
You can get the car. You're going to have to take me to casualty. I've really hurt myself.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.